有一节经文，刚才很受感动就是在第八节的时候，他说：“因我弟兄和同伴的缘故，我要说愿平安在你们中间。
Yeah, may peace be with you. This is from Psalms, chapter 122.
”Psalm 122, may peace be with you. That's a very special song。好，弟兄们，早上好，弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Brothers, sisters, good morning.
那感谢神，今天我们会来到哥罗西书的第三章的一个结尾。
Thank the Lord. Today we're going to cover the book of Colossians.
那哥罗西书是保罗写给哥林多教会的一封书信。
The book of Colossians is a letter from Paul to Colossians church.
那在这封信里面，保罗最主要解释，在教会里面，我们应该来怎么来认识基督。
So in this letter, Paul explained in church, how can we get to know Jesus?
所以在第三章的前半部分，保罗强调了就是一个主题。
So the first half in chapter 3, Paul emphasized one thing.
也就是我们经常念到，就是说，耶稣基督就是一切，也在一切之内。
So that's what we often quoted, Jesus is everything, and he is in everything.
那这里面唯有基督的这样的一个认识，会给教会和个人带来一个生命上根本性的改变。
So this knowledge of Jesus will bring fundamental change to the life of everyone in
那弟兄姐妹
church.
们，我们一个人的这个生命表现在个人与他人的关系上面。
Brother and sister, our life reveals itself through our relationship with others.
所以我打算今天在接下去的一个内容里面来阐述这一点的我的观点。
So I'm going to explain my understanding of this verse, of this point.
所以保罗在接下去内容里面，从第三章结尾到第四章开头的一个地方。
So Paul explained at the end of chapter 3 and at the beginning of chapter 4.
就保罗来陈述了一下基督徒应该有的一个个人的人际关系。
Paul shared with us what a believer, what a Christian should be like.
那我们请大家翻到哥罗西书的第三章18，我们念18节到第一节。
So let's open our Bible to Book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 18 to chapter 4, verse 6.
那这里概括了有最重要的一个三个关系。
So in these few verses, it covers the most important three relationships.
那包括了夫妻关系和父子关系和主仆的一个关系。
So that is husband and wife, father and son, and master and servants.
可以用那个 remote control 这个。
Do you have the remote control?
I can do that if you. 哦，所以这一方面来说，这样的三种关系其实是来见证我们三位一体神之间里面的一个关系。
So this relationship actually is for us to witness the Trinity of our Lord.
那从另外一个方面呢，以后这三位一体关系也会帮助我们处理在人的人际关系。
On the reverse side, this Trinity will help us to improve our personal relationships.
那我们一起来读这一几章的经文，这些经文本身是一个这个三个关系的一个总结。
Okay, let's read these few verses together because these few verses is a summary of the three relationships.
那我们就从这个四章的第二节念到第六节。
Okay, that's in verse, chapter 4, verse 2 to 6.
那保罗讲说，你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门， 能以讲基督的奥秘，叫我们按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐来调和，就可以知道该怎样来回答个人。
Paul said in the letter, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of the Christ, for which I'm in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards others. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
谢谢主啊，我们一起来做个祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord, our God Father, we come to you.
那我们来做一个恳切的祷告。
We pray earnestly.
那在这个世界里面有很多的危险。
In this world, there are so many dangers.
有很多的诱惑。
There are many temptations.
那求你使我们时时警醒。
Please make us be watchful.
那感谢你，你保守我们正常的一个人际关系。
Thank you, Lord. You keep us to maintain a good relationship.
那无论是夫妻关系，
No matter it's husband and wife,
还是父母与子女的关系，
or between parents and children,
啊，以及我们工作上的配合和关系。
or any relationship in our work.
因你的保守，你的存留我们到今天。
Because your God, we are able to survive until today.
求你的圣灵来引导我们今天。
Please may your Holy Spirit continue to lead us.
让我们能够在处理这些关系的中间。
Let us know how to deal with this relationship.
理解基督耶稣的这个奥秘。
And we understand your mystery.
愿你圣灵的智慧充满我们。
May your Holy Spirit be
filled
with us.
你的恩膏来浇灌我们。
May your grace pour over us.
那愿我们在处理这样的关系的时候。
May whenever we deal with personal relationships,
那活出基督耶稣活泼的一个生命。
we may live a life that our like our Lord Jesus Christ.
这样的祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
All this pray is in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那哥罗西教会它本身并不是保罗所建立的。
The Church of Colossians is not established by Paul.
所以保罗他写给这些弟兄姐妹都是一些原则上的一个建议。
So whatever Paul wrote in this letter is really just principles.
那这些人际关系的一个智慧，即使拿到今天来，也是非常实用的。
So that's why even today those wisdom on personal relationships is still useful.
那感谢神，就是圣经这个话语到今天永不失效。
We thank the Lord that the words in Bible won't never expire.
因为教会的一个基本的关系是一个个的家庭。
For the church, the basic relationship is a family.
有的时候我们讲到这个教会就是神的一个家。
Because we all know the church is God's family.
那一个家庭的基础是夫妻。
And the basic, the foundation of a family is husband and wife.
接下去就是子女的问题。
Then we have children.
那家庭和外界的一个关系就表现在主仆和工作上的关系。
The relationship between a family and the outside world is like master and servant.
所以每一个层次的这个人际关系其实很需要一个健康的沟通。
So every level of the personal relationship, we need healthy communication.
所以我们经常在关系中出现的最大的问题是往往是交通出了故障。
So many times, whenever we have problem in relationship, that is due to the miscommunication.
那很多时候是因为交通的一个缺乏。
Most of the time, it is because of lack of communications.
该讲的话没有讲。
We did not say what we should say.
那有的时候是因为过度的交通。
But sometimes it may be over-communicated.
那都会产生一些困惑。
Yeah, it were a great confusions.
那弟兄姐妹们，神把我们这样放在一个家里面，放在一个教会。
Brothers and sisters, God bringing us together at this church.
那通过不同的关系，他来操练我们的这个生命。
through different relationships, He tried to establish our lives.
不管你是处在哪一个层次的关系里面，都有属灵的意义。
No matter which level we are in, whichever relationship we are engaged, it has a spiritual meaning.
里面有神要特别赐给你的一个福气。
Through which God will bless you.
那如果我如何我们在理解这层关系上的一个神的心意？
So how can we understand what God wants us?
是建立令人满意关系的一个起点。
That is the start to establish a good relationship.
那从另外一个角度来讲，就是说用与神健全的一个交通，就可以改善人与人之间的关系。
Yeah, from another point of view, so to establish a very good relationship with God, that is the start to have a good relationship with people.
所以保罗他就强调了一下，说我们应该跟神应该怎么样在关系上就沟通上就有改善呢？
So that's why Paul emphasized how can we improve our relationship with the Lord.
所以在这两节经文里面，第二节到第四节，保罗就给了我们很多很好的建议。So
that's why in these two verses, verse 2 and verse 4, Paul gives us a very good suggestion.
那我就给他列出来几点。Now
I put it here, a few points.
第一，我们就要祷告，要常常祷告。First,
we need to pray, and we always pray.
所以在每一层关系上，我们要去横切祷告，将自己的心意来告诉神。
In whatever level of relationship, we pray and to tell what we want to the Lord.
我们要心灵诚实地来到神的面前。
We want to come to the Lord with our honest heart.
Yeah, 特别是要求神明白我们前面的一些危险和一些诱惑。
We ask God, please ask, reveal us what is the danger of temptation in front of us.
因为使我们可以警醒。
So we may stay watchful.
因为这样子等到试探来的时候，我们就有预备。
So when temptation came, we are prepared.
在试探来的时候，我们就可以刚强的站住。
So when temptation approaches, we can stay firm.
那我希望这样，我可以告诉大家，就刚强，祷告是非常的重要。
So to be strong, pray is very important.
那第二个呢，保罗又提醒我们要感恩。
The second, Paul reminds us to be thankful.
要凡事感恩。
To be thankful in everything.
所以我们在处在每个关系的时候，我们要去数算神给我们的恩典。
In whatever relationship, we want to count the grace from the Lord.
感恩是改善人际关系的一个法宝。
So that's a secret to improve personal relationship. That is to be thankful.
主耶稣给了我们一个主导文，在主导文里面前面几句都是感恩。
Lord Jesus gave us the prayer. The first few lines of the prayer is thank, give thanks.
所以下次你跟人家交流的时候，你要批评对方的时候，我试着去感谢他。
Next time when you talk with people, I mean, when you want to criticize somebody, you try to be thankful first.
那第三呢，保罗又讲出来说，我们要去听神的话语，去听道。
The third point, Paul said, we want to listen to God's word.
要学会渴慕神的话语。
We learn to establish habit to longing for God's word.
在描述神话语的时候，神告诉我们，我们要像婴儿一样的渴慕妈妈的奶水。
So like a baby crying for his mom's milk.
那他们饿的时候，他们会撕心裂肺的哭。
When a baby is hungry, he would cry with all his might.
Yeah, 保罗就提醒我们，我们渴慕神话语的时候，就要像小孩一样。
Yeah, Paul reminds us, when we pray for God's word, we like a baby cry his mom's word.
神在他创造万物的时候，他就用了简单的话语来创造。
When God created the heavens and earth, he just used simple words.
今天在这个世界里面，神还是讲话。
Even today, God still also talks.
就是用了我们手里拿着那本圣经。
Through the Bible.
就圣经是神的话语，用文字的方式保留给我们。
Bible, that's God's words that reserve us through the book Bible.
所以我们要天天好好的去珍惜。
So that's why we cherish it every day.
也感谢神，今天我跟小林弟兄我们一起有一个机会。
Thank Lord, today I have this opportunity with Brother Xiaolin.
Yeah, 跟大家分享来神的话语。
To share with you God's words.
愿今天的经文上的一些教导对弟兄姐妹有帮助。
May it really helps you this word from the Lord.
愿神亲自来做工。
May God work within you.
所以这个我们讲到第一层的关系是在主里面一个相宜的一个夫妻关系。
So the first relationship in Lord is marriage, faith in the Lord, in Christ.
因为婚姻关系是神设立最早的人际关系。
Yeah, the marriage relationship is the first personal relationship established by the Lord.
神最在乎我们夫妻的关系。
God really cares about relationship between husband and wife.
也是这个撒旦极力要破坏的。
That is also Satan tries to attack.
所以我们每天要非常小心地处理好夫妻的关系。
So every day we want to be careful to have a good relationship with husband and wife. It is very important.
那一开始神用尘土来造了亚当。
From the very beginning, God created Adam from dust.
然后用他身上的一根肋骨造出了夏娃。
Then he created Eve from a rib within Adam's chest.
所以亚当一看到神为他专门预备的女人的时候，就非常开心。
Whenever Adam sees the woman God created for him, he was so happy.
写出了一首世界上最美的诗歌。
And he wrote the most beautiful poem in the world.
那就是说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
This is the bone within my bone. This is flesh in my flesh.
就神就为这个婚姻关系立了个约。
Then God established a covenant for this marriage relationship.
那告诉亚当说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
And the Lord said, a person shall leave his parents to find his other part and the partner to be unioned, to be united as one.
这非常可惜的时候，亚当夏娃就违背了神的一个命令。
But it's so sad that Adam and Eve did not follow God.
那罪就进入了亚当夏娃的一个生命。
Sin enters into their lives.
这就夫妻关系中间就有了分隔和矛盾。
So in the relationship between husband and wife, there's division and conflict.
那这就记录在创世纪的第三章第十六节。
It is recorded in Genesis chapter 3.
神就宣告了，在这个世界上夫妻关系里面就有个咒诅。
Lord God declared that in the relationship between husband and wife, there is a curse.
说妻子就必恋慕你丈夫。
And wife would want to crave for his husband.
丈夫就必管辖妻子。
And the husband would control his wife.
从妻子的一个角度来讲，说神说妻子会恋慕丈夫。
When God says, wife will crave for husband.
那这个词在圣经上只出现过两次。
In Bible, this word, 恋慕 crying, only appeared two times.
那另外一个地方就是出现在该隐和他亚伯在一起的时候。
The other time is that when Cain and Abel, when they are together.
对该隐开始发怒的时候，神就提醒该隐。
When Cain became angry and God reminded Cain.
那该隐是亚当的第一个儿子。
Cain was the first son of Adam.
神就提醒该隐说，罪就伏在门口，恋慕该隐。
And he told Cain, sin will be at your doorstep and crying for you.
那这种恋慕实际上是要占有的一个心思，不论任何方法。
The meaning of crying in these both two places is really means to try to occupy or whatever it means.
那后来该隐就杀了亚伯。
Then later on, Cain killed Abel.
所以人类历史上第一对的弟兄就是谋杀。
So the first brothers end up in murder.
所以保罗在这里面特别的提出来，妻子要学会圣。
So that's why Paul here, he especially emphasized that the wife need to be obedient.
这个圣父的这个命令里面带有神要特别的祝福。
This obedience entails God's special blessing.
那我需要补充一下，是这个妻子的圣父是有限制的。
I just want to emphasize here, God's obedience is not without boundary.
那都在这节经文里头。
It is written here in the verse.
那首先说妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
It first says, wife shall obey his, her husband.
所以保罗就特别的提醒，在教会里面这样的顺服是不可以超过婚姻的这个范围。
So Paul here reminded us that this kind of obedience is within the boundary of marriage.
所以第二点上这个很重要。
The first, second thing is also important.
也这样的顺服是在主里面合宜的顺服。
This obedience is in the Lord that to be united.
所以我建议姐妹们不用紧张。
So sisters, don't be nervous.
那从丈夫的一个角度来讲，说是丈夫会管辖妻子。
From husband's point of view, husband shall control his wife.
就亚当一开始唱的是很美的一个爱情诗歌，骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
Yeah, at the very beginning, you know, Adam's poem is bone in bone, flesh in flesh. That's such a beautiful poem.
但是等到犯罪了以后，亚当从这个罪性里面出来的生命就是管理和辖制。
But after sin entered Adam's life, his attitude to his wife is.To manage and to control.
从他的本性里面，他已经丧失了爱的这个能力。
From his life, he already lost ability to love.
那只有当神的爱进到我们里面显现出来的时候，我们又会重新唱出雅歌。
Only when God's love re-entered our body, we're able to love. We're able to sing that song, the song of songs.
但是我们活在这个肉体里面，就是时候保罗说，我们不要苦待妻子。
Yeah, Paul said when we still living in this flesh, Paul reminds us, don't treat your wife bitterly.
也就是说，不要让妻子受苦。
Don't let your wife feel frustrated.
那这其实一种是自我牺牲的一个爱。
So this kind of love is really a love of self-sacrifice.
就是回到创世纪的时候，要把自己的肋骨拿出来献给妻子的那种爱。
It's just like back to the very, very beginning. You are willing to take a piece of bone from your chest.
这里做丈夫的，你可以想象一下，你要把肋骨拿出来给你妻子的。
So for the husband is here, just imagine you need to take a bone from your chest and give it to your wife.
希望我们弟兄都准备好了。
So I prepare, brothers.
所以弟兄姐妹，这种夫妻关系的一个设立，就是神在我们这个世界上给我们提供了一个福气。
So, brothers and sisters, this relationship established between husband and wife that is established by God, that is really a blessing from the Lord.
因为这个夫妻的关系本身是代表了耶稣跟教会的这个关系。
Because this relationship between husband and wife really represents.The relationship between church and Jesus.
妻子完全顺服丈夫，就是教会完全顺服基督。
The complete obedience of wife to husband is for the church to be obedient to Jesus.
那丈夫是完全的爱妻子，是就是表示基督完全的爱教会。
Yeah, the complete love of a husband to his wife.Is the same as Lord Jesus loved the church.
所以我们天天在是夫妻的关心中，我们来见证教会跟基督。
So every day between husband and wife, our life, we're witnessing the relationship between Jesus and church.
那我们这里面也许有很多年轻人还没有结婚，是单身。
Yeah, among you, we may have young people that are single, not married yet.
那有些长辈，我们的配偶已经去世。那又应该怎么办呢？
And we have older brothers and sisters, they may already,
那弟兄姐妹
their partner already passed away. What shall we do?
那保罗这里讲到就是说，只要在主里面，凡事都有益处。
Paul said, so long as we are in Lord, everything will be beneficial.
你是一个单身的男子，你可以去体会主耶稣他要寻找一个他心爱的一个教会这样的一个情感。
For you who are really seek for a partner, you can imagine how Lord seeks his church.
特别是来到美国这样一个地方，他要寻找一个合神主和主心意的教会，是非常的痛苦。
particular here in US for the Lord Luke Rainey Benavid Church, it's not easy in the modern world.
那保罗在其他书信里面也讲到，就是说，如果是单身的女子的话，也有一个福气。
Paul also said for the single woman, she's also blessed.
你就更有机会来亲近主。
You have a better chance to get to know Lord.
还愿神赐福你。
May Lord bless you.
那亚当夏娃是神亲自创造的。
God created Adam and Eve himself.
所以他们很特殊，因为他们没有肉身的父母。
They are very special because they don't have a parents in flesh.
因为他们只有天上天父。
They only have a godly father.
那神就当时给了他们一些很特殊的命令。
So God gave them some special commands.
那其中一个命令就是叫他们生养众多，遍满全地。
And one of the commands is to breed and spread out all the world.
那我相信这也是神给我们所有家庭的一个命令。
I believe that is also the same command from the Lord.
所以我们今天能够，我们大家都坐在这里面，我们要都要感谢你的生身的父母。
So all of you, for everyone, you have the blessing to sit here. You need to be thankful for your parents.
那保罗在这里面讲到说，你们做儿女的要听从父母。
Paul here said, as a children, you need to listen. You need to follow your parents.
那一方面就是儿女的一个本身的一个感恩。
So on the one side, that is the way to show your gratitude to your parents.
要为你的出生，为你的养育来献上我们的感恩。
Yeah, to show appreciation for your born, for your birth, and for your growing up.
说三十多年前，我从家里面离开出去上学。
Maybe about more than 30 years ago, I left my home to school.
那后来就又来到了美国。
Later on, I came to the United States.
爸爸妈妈对我有一个要求。
My parents, they asked me for one thing.
那不多。要求其实不多，他就要我两个礼拜就回给他们的一个电话。
He asked me to call them maybe once every other week.
那后来就是一定要我微信给他们视频。
Later on asked me to have a video meeting with them through WeChat.
很长时间我真的不明白为什么会这样。
For quite a while, I don't understand why.
Yeah, 或者是有的时候我姐还提醒我说，爸爸妈妈很伤心，你没有打电话。
Sometimes my older sister reminded me, your dad and mom feel kind of sad you did not call them.
那两年前我两个儿子去了大学。
About two years ago, both my children they went to college.
我突然开始了解。
I suddenly realized.
就是儿女打电话过来听一听爸爸妈妈的唠嗑，其实非常讨我们的喜欢。
Yeah, so if my sons can call me, I would be so happy.
Yeah, 所以要去经常去听。
So that's why we listen.
另外一个词，他说我们要去听，还要去从。Okay.
So he not only says to listen, but also to follow.
因为这里面有根本的原因，是一个普通的父母，他的本能就会爱自己的儿女。
The basic reason is as for a common parent, they have a basic instinct to love their children.
神将这个爱的一个本质已经放在你父母亲的基因里面。
Because God placed that love for their children in your parents' gene, actually in everyone's gene.
他很多时候他不想爱你都不行。
Sometimes even parents don't want to love you, but they cannot control themselves. That's still love you.
那如果这里面做子女还有什么怀疑的话，我建议你去上一个生理的课程。
So for those children, I mean, if you still have some doubts.Maybe you can go to learn some biology lesson.
我知道这边那个高中生有选这个生物课的。
I know some high schoolers you like the biology class.
就是你要到一个母亲她怀上小孩的那个瞬间。
So from the very moment of the conception of a mom.
她身体里有很多的器官，包括血液都会有。百分之百的集中在你的身上。
All her organs, even her blood, were focused on you, or on that very tiny, tiny, tiny baby.
这不是妈妈能够控制的。
This is not controlled by your mom.
所以保罗说，你们还在做儿女的身份的时候，要凡事去听从父母。
So Paul said, when you are still children, when you still have blessed with parents, listen to them.
对，这一方面是神的一个本意。
That is God's intention.
也是讨主喜欢的。
That's also pleasing to the Lord.
那既然是主耶稣喜欢的，你尽量去做。
Since it's pleasing to the Lord, then do it.
那如果产生有什么后果，主是会负责任。
If there's any bad consequence, God will take care of it.
那接下去呢，就是保罗给一个做父亲提出了一个要求。
Then Paul has a command for the dads.
那说不要惹儿女的气。
Don't make your children frustrated.
所以恐怕他们会失了上了志气。
May they lose their spirits.
那这个要求在当时的罗马是非常的让人吃惊的。
It was very surprising at that time in Rome.
因为当时的父母亲对儿女有绝对的权柄。
Because at that time, parents they have total ownership of their children.
特别是父亲了，特别是父亲。
Especially dads.
所以我们要当时，我们要用一个就是福音的一个角度来理解保罗的这个心意。
So we need to understand Paul's message from God's view.
就也是在，也就是在教会的那个家庭里面，父亲跟儿女的关系最重要的是要把福音传给他们。
So even within a family, between parents and children, most important thing is to share God's message to them.
要把儿女带到救恩里面来。
To bring the children to God's salvation.
接受基督耶稣的一个福音。
To absorb the Lord's message.
就保罗提醒我们这些做父亲的，包括我，包括小林。
The Paul remind all dads, including me and Brother Xiaolin.
要非常谨慎使用我们的一个威严。
We must be very careful with our might and strength.
那不要随便惹儿女的一个怒气。
Don't easily frustrate your children.
因为这儿女的一个在这个世界上，他们非常渴慕父亲的一个许可和赞许。
Yeah, because children, they in this world, they long, they crave for their parents' encouragement and acceptance.
现在美国的一个社会越来越认识到父亲的一个重要性。
Now in this world in US, people realize more and more the importance of God's role.
那父亲的一个批评或者父亲的一个忽视，是会非常大的程度上消灭儿女的一个积极性。
Yeah, a criticize or a negligence from a dad can really be discouraging.For children.
那最大的损失就是他们对福音失去了兴趣。
Yeah, the biggest loss is that children may lose interest to God's words.
今天早上主日学的时候，我跟小林在跟青少年有个分享的一个里面有个讨论的一个题目，我们就谈到他们将来要出去了以后去寻找教会的时候，在教会里面应该寻找什么样一个东西。
Yeah, this morning's youth Bible study.I shared with the youth later on when they go to college, when they find a church, what they're trying to find from the church.
是什么样的最重要的东西你应该去寻找？
What was the most important things they should seek?
那我们当时讨论的时候就提到，这个教会一定要传讲基督是救主。
Yeah, the most important thing is that particular church must spread, must teach that Lord Jesus is the salvation, is the savior.
在保罗写这份书信的时候，当时在教会其实也是少数。
So when Paul wrote these letters, at that time we don't have so many churches.
这许多在教会之外，他们是做仆人的，甚至是奴隶。
Many people who live in the world in that time, they are servants, they are slaves.
所以从这份书信来看，基督教从一开始它就不是一个提倡推翻政权呐和压迫的一个宗教。
At the very beginning, what a Christian tried to promote is not to overthrow the rulers.
So, 基督教讲究的是在属灵里面、生命里面能够活出自由来。
But rather to live the freedom within you in your life.
所以在这个世界上，我们无论是做主人或者是仆人的事。
So in this world, no matter you are master or you are servant.
如果你没有得救，这个罪人他就是罪的奴仆。
If you are not saved, he is a slave of sin.
但如果你悔改得救，蒙恩罪人，他在主里面就是一个主的奴仆。
So if you are regret and you get baptized into the Lord, he is then we become a servant of the Lord.
所以你当你成为基督徒的时候，总体的一个原则，它有个做事的原则。
So after you become a Christian, you always have the principle to follow.
那就写在这个三章的二十三节，他说：“无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。”
So it's written in chapter 3, verse 23. Whatever you do, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human beings, not for human masters.
也保罗提醒我们，最大的问题是我们的心的问题。
So Paul reminds us the biggest challenge is really within us, is our heart.
那心的自由是最大的自由。
The freedom in your heart is the biggest freedom.
那保罗用比较多的句子来教导这个仆人跟主人的这个关系。
Paul writes quite a few lines to teach the relationship between masters and servants.
不太自由。那用他用了四节经文来讲这个仆人应该有的一些作风。
He used four verses to teach what a servant shall behave.
然后最后用四章一节来说明主人应该有的一些品格。
Yeah, then he used some verses to teach what quality a master should have.
那我在这里面读的时候，至少我读到有两方面的一个教训。
When I read it, I understand learn two points.
所以我们在世界上会服侍这各种各样的主人。
In this world, we are going to serve different masters.
从一方面来说，是主给我们一个训练的一个机会。
On the one side, God actually trained us.
那你在社会上做仆人的时候，回来你可以怎么样在教会里面更好的为神所用。
Yeah, when you are well trained in society, when you come back to church, you can serve the Lord the better.
另外一个方面，在世上服侍上的一个难处。
On the other side, the challenge is encountering the world.
那促使我们改变对这个世界的一个价值的一个观点。
It can help us to change our view about the world.
神利用这个方面来改变我们的眼光。
God, through these challenges, change our focus.
也转向永恒的这个天国。
So shift our eyesight to forever heaven.
那你会发现礼拜天拿到的福气要比前面五天的工作拿到福气要多一些。
You will realize, wow, the blessing you got from Sunday, if even more than the Monday through Friday, 5 days.
那在美国你生活的话，大部分人都会面临一个老板的问题。
In the United States, most of us have a manager or a boss.
那当你最早的话，你大学毕业以后，到你到了老了又退休，中间又大差不多30多年的时间。
Yeah, ever since you graduate from college until you retire, you have more than 30 years.
那需要天天面对老板。
Every day, you need to face your boss.
那有的人就很想自己成为老板。
Many people, they want, oh, I want to be my own boss.
那20多年前，我们有一个慕道友。
So more than 20 years ago, we have a friend who is seeking the Lord.
那曾经给我商量，他说我们就把那个中国店盘下来，我们自己做老板。
He want to actually work with me to establish our own restaurant and to be our own boss.
这样我们不能天天受气。
So we don't have to be frustrated by our managers, our bosses every day.
那我这个人又没有经验，又没有智慧，所以我就把他拉到吴牧师的面前。
So for me, I myself, I don't have experience. I didn't have any experience to be a boss, and I don't have the wisdom to be a boss. So I introduced him to Pastor Wu, Pastor Wu.
那吴牧师原来是开餐馆的。
Because Pastor Wu owns a restaurant before.
那吴牧师当时笑着就回答了一句话。
Then Pastor Wu smiled and said,
那你上班只有一个老板。
Yeah, you have only one boss when you go to work.
你开店的话，数不尽的老板。
But you will have many bosses when you open restaurants.
Yeah, 不过那个穆大友，他现在还在想这个心思。
不过 that friend is still thinking about the same idea.
在保罗在这里说，他说我们这些仆人的，要在凡事上听从肉身的主人。
So Paul here, he says, for all your servants, you should follow your masters on everything.
那只要我们所处的这个关系，我们还处在这个关系里面。
So now we are still in this master and servant relationship.
在主人管辖的这个范围之内。
If you are still managed by your master,
那我们凡事要需要凡事听从。
We need to follow the master within the job's boundary.
那我自己也是在公司里面做事。
I myself also work for a corporation.
在一个地方，我们差不多工作了20年。
In a company, I worked more, almost 20 years.
那我是尽量会把公司跟家里的分开。
Yeah, I try to separate work from my home.
那教会和家里的时候，我尽量避免在公司里面去做。
Whenever I'm at home or a church, I try not to do work.
那我也尽量不把公司里面的事情带回家。
I try not to bring corporate work from my company to home.
那 我也知道现在我们许多的弟兄姐妹都在家里上班。
I know many of you work from home.
那这样的分界线就非常的模糊。
This division is quite blurred now.
Yeah, 我们要真的要为此也警醒。请祷告，因为这里面带来的很多试探是非常危险的。
Yeah, we want to be careful, and we want to pray, and we want to stay watchful because the temptation here is it can be dangerous.
不过保罗在这几节经文里面给了一个很多充满智慧的一个建议，让我们来学习圣感。
Yeah, Paul in this verse he give us a very wise suggestions.
他说，一个是你要学会做事的一致性。
First thing you need to learn to be consistent.
就人前人后都要一样的。
Before people or without people saying, you can do the same thing.
对人看见和不人人不看见都要一样的做。
No matter people say you or not saying, you should do the same good thing.
小事大事都是一样的。
No matter it's good sin or big sins, you need to be consistent.
那服侍主人交代的事情呢？他的目的，他说不是为了讨他的喜欢。
To do the things what your master tells you to do is not really to please your master.
Yeah, 最终他说不是为了讨你的那个老板的开心。
So your purpose is not intended to please your master.
而是去做对的事情。
But really do what is right to do.
那如果你是做销售的，你就讲这个卖出多少东西。
A sales person, you want to sell more.
那你如果写程序的话，讲就要实现它的功能。
If you are a programmer, you write.Program that really functions efficiently.
那你如果做物流的话，讲要削减成本。
If you are doing supply chain business, you want to reduce the cost.
Yeah, 你做医生当然要治病救人。
Yeah, if you are a doctor, of course you want to cure people.
所以我们在做事的时候，其实根本的目的是为主做的。
So the thing we do things is really for the Lord.
要你存心敬畏的去为主做。
Yeah, with your heart that devoted to the Lord to do all works.
我们所做的事情主都看见。
Because the Lord sees everything we do.
那有的时候我们讲主耶稣，我是我们真正的老板。
Sometimes I say, Lord Jesus is our real boss.
那主耶稣不仅仅是我们最大的老板，也是我们最好的老板。
Lord Jesus is not only our biggest boss, but our best boss.
Yeah, 保罗在提醒我们，就是我们把眼光要放在永恒的上面。
So Paul reminds us we need to focus on our eyesight in the sense that lasts forever.
因着我们在肉身里面，凡是顺服我们在肉身的主人。
Through our physical body, through our flesh, we follow our master.
那主耶稣他这样说，有一个应许，他要把永恒的基业要赐给我们。
But Jesus promised he would give the forever asset.To us.
Yeah, 这个基业它翻译成了就是遗产的意思。
So this asset can be translated into inheritance.
在罗马，这个做奴隶是没有遗产权。
In Rome, slaves don't have a right to inherit anything.
所以保罗就写信给他们说，在主里面，他应许我们必要得他的赏赐。
So Paul wrote in this letter, "In Lord, you are bound to receive the."The rewards from Jesus.
那这个赏赐有两方面的内容。
So this reward has two aspects.
我相信我们多年做基督徒的时候都会有这个体会。
I believe many of you we feel it.
那一方面的赏赐就是他会主会给我们暂时的一些保护和世上的一些好处。
One reward is in this world, so we feel the blessing from the Lord, the protection from the Lord.
但是你要把这个关系交托给主。
But you need to give this to the Lord. You really depend on the Lord.
那更重要的一个赏赐是来自天国的一个赏赐。
The most important reward is from the heaven.
就是在这个关系里面，我们主有主耶稣的永恒的这个生命。
Because in this relationship, we have the internal life of Jesus.
他要赐给我们超过我们能想象的喜乐、平安、满足、圣洁和荣耀。
Whatever Lord give us is beyond our imagination.
那我一直认为，我一直认为工作场所是一个传福音最好的一个地方。
I always think workplace is the best place for spreading
在
God's gospel.
在工作的每一天，我们就学习去常常感恩。
In everyday work, we learn to be appreciative.
少埋怨，多感恩。
Less complaints, more, giving thanks.
做一个美好的见证。
And to be a very good witness.
那行出公义来。
So live a life of just.
我们不去做害羞的事。
Don't do things that are shameful.
将来你的老板会说，每一个基督徒只是我们公司的一个财产。
So later on, your boss will observe and will say, oh, every Christian is a very valuable asset in our company.
那即使你，如果你碰上一个坏老板，
Even you meet a bad boss,
我相信大家经常碰到。
I guess you may feel I might have one.
但是我们就是借着主加添我们的力量，我们凡事去顺。
But through Lord's strength, we still learn to be obedient.
我们学会在困难中喜乐和平。
We learn to be happy and peaceful in hardship.
这更加是美好的见证。
That's even a more beautiful witness.
那感谢神，我们在教会的弟兄里面，有一些人在公司里面担任一些做管理的职称。
We thank the Lord. In our church, we have some people who are managers.
那这最后保罗他写的信呢，也值得我们来学习应用。
So for those people, Paul also have some. Share his suggestions.
他在四章一节的时候，他说：“你们做主人的要公公平平的待仆人，因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。”
Yeah, in 4 and verse 1, Paul said, "Masters, provide your slave with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven."
那这里中文把它翻译成“公公平平
”，In Chinese, translate into 公公平平
其实不如英文翻译的好，正确一点。
Yeah, I like the English translation better.
Yeah, 原文它就是公义的意思。
The original meaning is just.
就是符合神的一个旨意。
That is to be to fit God's idea and wish.
Yeah, 公平是一种法律上的要求。
And just to be just, fair, and right, that is ask of law.
就是做出一些不偏袒的行为。
Is do things that is that away from what is right.
就是拿公司里面实际来讲的话，我发给他的工资应该是公平的。
So in company, so they try to pay you fairly.
那公义是主耶稣要教导的，它是从心里面发出来的。
Just is what Jesus teaches, that is from the heart.
就是你对待仆人时，连你的心意都是要是公平的。
Yeah, when you treat your subordinates, you want through your heart, you want to be fair.
Yeah, 学会不偏心。
Don't be biased.
那我们来到这个最后有个保罗就是在教导这个三层关系的时候，他给了一些应用。
So Paul give us applications.
所以你听到这的时候，也许一开始的时候你会有一个问题。
Yeah, maybe from the very beginning you have some questions.
就保罗写给教会的这样一封信里面，为什么保罗单单提到这三种关系
？Why Paul only mentioned these three relationships in this letter?
因为这个答案呢，在于这三个关系就是主耶稣自己的人是人际的关系。
So because this three relationship is the relationship that Jesus has established.
那夫妻的关系预表了基督跟教会的关系。
the relationship between husband and wife reveals the relationship between Jesus and the church.
那个父子的关系，它是预表父神跟基督耶稣的关系。
The relationship between father and son, tells the relationship between Jesus, between God and Jesus.
那主耶稣他自己来到这个世界上，他说他要在世界上成为一个仆人。
Because nor Jesus came to the world, he said, I came to serve.
那一想到这儿，你就会非常珍惜神摆在你里面的这个三个关系。
Yeah, then when you read it here, you will cherish the relationship between you and your master.
那保罗再一次他是叮嘱教会。
Then Paul emphasized again to the church.
他也是提醒我们。
Also remind us.
那他说你要爱惜光阴。
You need to cherish time.
因为神的这个应许，包括所有的应许和赐福，都在我们的这个人际的关系里。
Because all God's blessing, all God's promise is in the relationships.
那保罗也说到说，我们要用智慧与人交往。
Paul said, when we interact with people, we want to be.
这里讲到说，这原中文的翻译把它翻译成与外人交往。
Yeah, in Chinese translation is to interact with outside people.
Yeah, 这个翻译其实是蛮有问题的。
I don't really like this translation.
不喜欢，是我是觉得已经偏离了原文的意思。
Yeah, I don't really dislike it, but I feel it's not really precise.
这个与外人交往就是走路的意思，步行的意思。
So the original meaning of this is really to walk,
那
to walk along.
更好的翻译就是行走天路。
Yeah, maybe I would like a relation. I would like translate into walk. Heavenly way. Walk to.
不限制是在外人里。
What?
不限制在外人，无论是信徒还是非信徒。
Yeah, it's not only for non-believers, or it should be both for believers and non-believers.
那只要在奔走天路上遇到的，都要用智慧来相处。
Whoever we encounter in our life's journey.We want to have wisdom to have a relationship with them.
要向神求这样的智慧，因为这个智慧是从神那里来的。
Yeah, we pray God for such a wisdom because
this wisdom is from. 那最直接的是从神的话语里面来。
This is from God's words.
那世界上有很多聪明。
There are so many wisdoms in the world.
在主里面有真正的智慧。
But in Lord Jesus, that's a real wisdom.
他要给你一个丰盛的一个生命。
He will give you a life of abundance.
那和人相处里面很重要的是一个语言上的沟通。
Yeah, the most important sense when you interact with people is your words.
那讲话的内容很重要。
The content of your words.
那保罗讲到说讲话的语气也非常重要。
Not only that, but the tone is also very important.
保罗说我们在语气里面要常常带着和气。
Paul said,You want to be always be gentle.
那自己不要与人相争。
Don't try to argue with people.
那从一开始的时候，该隐他为了争一口气。
From the very beginning, Cain he just wanted to try to arguing and to win.
他发怒。
And he got angry.
所以最后就杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
Which led his killing of his.Brother Abel.
所以我们在回答个人的时候，在言语里面要带的言出去。
So whenever we reply other people, we want to be gentle.
那起到调和的作用。
Yeah, it's like a sword to reconcile.
那平时记住一些圣经的经节。
So it's important we memorize some Bible verse in our heart.
回答问题的时候，也许就很好的用上。
So when we reply other people, then we know what to say.
那另外一个是神的话语往往带的权柄。
On the other hand, because God's word is powerful.
这个就权柄就是把对方这个死掉的生命又复活过来。
This power can bring life in the other party whose spiritual life may be dead.
另一方面就可以止息纷争。
It's also, it can stop disputes.
愿人神赐福你们，我们一起来做个祷告。
May God bless you. Let's pray together.
感谢神带领我们今天的敬拜。
Dear Lord, we thank you for our worship today.
我们今天要特别为来到我们中间的慕道友献上感恩代祷。
Today we pray especially for the friends who are among us.
我相信他们现在正处在一种关系上的难处。
They may have some hard relationships.
愿今天的信息可以引导他们。
May today's message can help them, guide them.
来到主耶稣面前来领受那奇妙的智慧。
Lead them to you to receive your wonderful wisdom.
愿基督耶稣复活的大能领导他们的家庭、工作和生活。
May the great ability from the resurrection of Jesus be with them, with their family, and in their life, and in their work.
愿救恩领导他们。
May God's salvation be with them.
愿他们成为神家宝贵的儿女。
May them become member of the precious member of God's family.
我们也要为主内的弟兄姐妹，我们献上我们的感恩。
We also pray, give our thanks for our brothers and sisters.
神天天借着圣经和历史来告诫我们。
Every day, God, through your words, you remind us.
神的应许是真的。
Your promise, God's promise, is real.
他呼求我们去领受。
And he asks us to receive.
就是那丰富的生命和得胜的生活和圣洁的教会。
That is abundant life, victory life, and holy church.
主耶稣怜悯我们。
Dear Lord, please have mercy on us.
教会的现实情况其实离我们好远。
The reality of church is far from what we hope.
愿每个家庭都能够悔改。
May every family would repent.
归向神。
And to be back to you.
你就归向我们。
And to be united with us.
愿父神的慈爱和基督耶稣的恩典和圣灵的感动充满恩典堂。
May the love of Lord and Jesus Christ be filled with this church.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
All pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.